is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 6th of April, 2015. It was on this day, 1327, the Italian poet Petrarch first saw his beloved Laura de Novis, a noblewoman living in Avignon with her husband. Petrarch was 22, she was maybe 17. They saw each other at the Holy Week service at the Church of St. Clair of Avignon. He fell instantly in love with her, and he wrote poems about her for the rest of his life. It's the birthday of the Italian painter Raphael, born Raffaello Sanzio in Urbino, Italy, 1483. He spent a few years in Florence, where he met Michelangelo and Leonardo, who was his big influence. Raphael created figures with round, serene faces that appeared sublime, mainly pictures of the Madonna. In his lifetime, he produced more than 300 paintings of the Madonna, including his famous Sistine Madonna. 1917, on this day, the United States officially entered World War I after a German U-boat sank the passenger ship Lusitania. It's the birthday of Merle Haggard, born near Bakersfield, California, 1937, the heart of the Depression. Parents had moved from Oklahoma to California to look for work. Merle Haggard grew up in Oildale, a little town of migrant workers on the outskirts of Bakersfield, lived in a boxcar the family had made into a house. His father played fiddle and guitar, and Haggard took up the instruments after his father died when the boy was 9 years old. He was a rebellious kid. He hopped freight trains, skipped school. He was a thief, was in and out of jail. In 1958, he tried to escape from a county jail, ended up in San Quentin prison. But at the same time, he taught himself guitar by listening to records. Merle Haggard, who wrote Mama Tried, Hungry Eyes, Working Man Blues. It's the birthday of the biologist James Dewey Watson, born Chicago 1928, who, along with Francis Crick, discovered the molecular structure of DNA, the double helix. And it's the birthday of the critic and novelist Robert Coates, New Haven, Connecticut, 1897. As a young man, went off to Paris, met Gertrude Stein, Hemingway, came back to New York, and became the art critic of the New Yorker magazine for 30 years. It was he who introduced the term abstract expressionism. Here's a poem for today by Mary Kay Stillwell, In the Morning in Morocco. There are songbirds singing and roosters crowing, dogs barking, and a pneumatic drill being used on the sidewalk below, and I wake remembering these things from Omaha, as if the sound of the sea of the gulls were from Omaha to wake, wondering that I have traveled so far to find dream and reality, and dream just touching at seams like the panels of heavy curtains at the window touching, letting in this bright light along the edges. A poem by Mary Kay Stillwell, In the Morning in Morocco, from Maps and Destinations, published by Stephen F. Austin State University Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Progressive Insurance with its Apron Project, celebrating progress and the people who make it happen, and by Lumosity.com, personalized brain training developed by neuroscientists to challenge memory and problem solving through online games, Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.